Thank you, Chairman. Just a couple of thoughts. One is national implementation is not the same thing as compliance, but I would argue it is. That's because compliance is slightly broader. National implementation is a subset. It's a set of activities that one undertakes to implement the convention. It is obligatory. I think peer review, implementation review, is a vehicle for countries to build understanding about each other's approaches and to strengthen them. I think it could be multilateralized to a greater extent if, for example, we established a fund of some kind to assist countries that wish to organize a review of their own. We could use these meetings as a platform to discuss approaches, what works, what doesn't, how to make them better, what they're good for and what they're not, because we're very clear that there are a number of things they are not good for, and we would say that verification, certainly in the sense that is talked about in the context of a protocol, is absolutely not one of the things that they are well suited for. On the subject of compliance, I would also note the comment that for a multilateral instrument, there must necessarily be a multilateral vehicle for assessing compliance. If you look at all the treaties that are out there, colleagues, you will find that very few of the treaties in the world have a formal multilateral mechanism for assessing compliance. Some of them have provisions for information exchange. Some have provisions for consultation and clarification when there are concerns. The world of treaties that have mechanisms in a more formal sense is actually a small subset. That's not to say they are not useful. They certainly are. But it is not the universal rule or the norm. And we have to think carefully about what it is we want out of this at the end. People have been earlier going back to history quite a lot and citing old documents, so I'm going to go back even further. January 1961, there was an article in Foreign Affairs by Dr. Freddie Clay called After Detection, What? The premise was that detection of a violation of an arms control or disarmament agreement was lovely, but didn't matter unless it generated an appropriate response that resulted in a change of behavior on the part of the violator. And when my Brazilian colleague talked about where we would be if we were sitting here 17 years on from having adopted a protocol, I found myself wondering, A, would we have detected a violation, and B, if we had, what would we have done about it? I look at the situation in Syria, and I find myself thinking that the international community's collective answer, at least in that case, has been, after detection, so what? And that gives me very serious pause about the idea of negotiating an instrument here. Thank you.